producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Coming from. It's Wednesday, the 24th of February. This is the Good Day program with Doug Steffen and my friends. The two ladies, the lovely lady to my left is Jennifer Horn, and the lovely lady to my right is Kara Schillen. However,
we
knowing the political
swap.
Philosophy,
yeah. We should probably swap positions.
Swap them around. All right, so the weather around the country pretty severe, and it will continue today. The Prediction Center expecting severe weather to continue for the, eastern one-third of the country. Looks like Chicago and north and south of there, pretty much up and down the Mississippi, has some pretty wild weather in store for it. A lot of rain in the Appalachian Mountain regions along the coast and the Carolinas. Rain, severe storm that came through yesterday that made such a mess, Jen, is out to sea now. But, for example, where I am in New England, there'll be a little bit of snow today and that sort of thing. But that's not like yesterday. They were strong tornadoes, and they're still in the Carolinas. Maybe a problem with that today. So wild, woolly stuff. The kind of weather the conversations are made from or out of. I think that's better English than from. Last night, the Framingham Town Meeting, we had a discussion of English because someone had presented an article that we voted on. If you voted no, it meant yes. And if you voted yes, it meant no.
See, even in local politics, yeah, that stuff happens.
Yeah, make a mess of it.
Can't stand it.
Yeah, right. All right. So from the English lesson to a lesson in politics, grassroots or otherwise, it seems there is not a lot that may stop Donald Trump, although to listen to Loser Cruiser, he's going to win big next
Forget
Tuesday.
Loser Cruiser. You know what's so funny to watch? And unfortunately, I stayed up a little too late doing I get sucked in.
Yeah.
But watching the pundits on Fox and even on CNN have this horrible look, like they just ate bad tuna fish or something, on their face when they have to say that Trump's won. And then you have someone like Karl Rove try to explain away the success and momentum of Donald Trump. It's like, look, people are tired of being losers, Karl.
Yeah,
you know,
you've created your own mess there, you boob.
Yeah,
Karl Rove is responsible for what's going on because of the excesses of what he helped to create.
And being so out of touch with what the people want.
Krauthammer and his arrogance. Listen to those guys.
At least Krauthammer changed his mind. You know, early on, didn't like Trump, and I don't think he still does.
Doesn't like him, no.
But he's predicted that he'll be the nominee. And the thing is, I don't care what the establishment wants. If the people are voting for Trump or if they're voting for Kermit the Frog, just acknowledge that somebody's having success, you know? I mean, come on. The guy won with 45% of the vote.
46%!
Yeah,
Rubio, 23%, Cruz, 20%, ballot paper shortages, IDs went unchecked, double voting among some of the claims and the chaos across Nevada. This is inexcusable. How in the name of God? Come on, grow up, will you please? Your excuses and the bunkum. It just is more.
Do you ever use Snapchat? Use Snapchat? Oh boy, let me cough for a second.
Snapchat. No, but I know that there's a lot of activity there. Why the reference?
I still have a little bit of the Zika virus.
That's
I'm sorry.
Thank you very much.
It's tailing out.
Yeah, slap that mosquito.
Snapchat is a social media application that is based on video. And you can send it back and forth to your friends. But what I think a lot of the times is more interesting is they have like these national Snapchats where they take people's videos about certain things and they put them out in one little chunk. And so they had the Nevada caucus last night. And the message, time and time again, was how disorganized it was. You had people complaining. Yeah. That was the most disorganized thing I've ever seen in my life. You have these lines going on. You know, that's the other thing that's pretty pitiful about this, is that these people were expecting same old, low voter turnout.
Mm-hmm.
This time around, I mean, Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump have made people want to go to the polls. They've,
yep.
they've put some life into people. People are wanting
yep.
to go out and do their civic duty.
Yep.
So, but we're not ready.
No. So this phony baloney, this boob Cruz said, quote, history teaches us that nobody has ever won the nomination without winning the first three primaries, meaning the only campaign that could beat Donald Trump is his.
Well, he's going to probably win Texas. He's ahead by...
Oh, you hope so. He's a Texas guy.
Well, Rubio's not winning in Florida.
No.
I mean, Donald Trump is beating Rubio. In fact, so is Ted Cruz
yeah.
beating Rubio in the state of Florida.
He should just pack it in. Why does he keep wasting time? What's he looking
because
for?
Because I actually think Rubio has a better chance than Cruz does. I mean, none of these
to
guys really... To be number two.
Yeah. Are you
none
kidding?
Of these guys actually can yeah. ever... win a state. And, you know, you had a lot of action on Twitter last night. I was watching people. And the message was, if Kasich and Carson would just drop out, they're the ones handing the election to Donald Trump. Well,
oh,
and
really?
My mathematics.
What, 3%?
Yeah,
2%?
My mathematics is Cruz, or Carson and Kasich got
4.8%
of the vote, right? So let's just give them a nice even 10.
Yeah.
You add 10% to any one voter, including Rubio, and he doesn't even come close to beating Trump. It's yeah. like, it just acknowledge what's happening.
Yeah. They're out of touch. They're so out of touch. They're so lost in their own stuff.
But these are people. I mean, on yeah. Twitter, just average Joe saying, if these two would just get out, we wouldn't have to deal with Donald Trump.
All right. Speaking
no.
of the average Joe, there's a television program on MSNBC
called Joe?
Morning Joe.
Ah.
And Mika Brzezinski, who is the daughter of the former Secretary of State, Zugmunt Brzezinski.
I love that name. It has name, such a ring.
It does, doesn't it?
Zung
anyway,
Long.
So there's a story floating around.
I made my son that.
That connects Morning Joe to Donald Trump.
Oh, and yeah, so, they're very favorable. It's
well,
favorable territory, according to the press.
Yes, well, so we're going to explore that a little bit and how it made its way to The Simpsons in a matter of moments here. 13 past the hour on Good Day.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts.
Mm-hmm.
And they're only $2.99. Take it.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage, bacon, and cheese.
Mm.
Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only $2.99.
Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
Geico applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from Geico's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks. Just to look tough. For you, champ, Geico insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the Geico mobile app. Because Geico knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
16 past the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day program. All right, so Jen.
Yes.
Harry Shearer, you know him, the voice of characters on The Simpsons,
mm-hmm.
does a podcast program as well called Le Show. The Show. Been doing that for a number of years. Not usually political, but he talked about the claims that Morning Joe is giving preferential treatment to the Donald. Listen to this.
There was a flurry of town hall telecasts in which candidates were interviewed at ridiculous length by modern-day cable TV news standards. That is, they actually got to speak on an issue for longer than a minute at a time, presumably so we would get to know more about them. Interestingly enough, the ratings show that these long-form interviews were more popular than the quickie interviews that are the more normal fare on cable news these days, for whatever that's worth. A controversy is brewing, however, between CNN and MSNBC, two of the American news channels, over whether the hosts of the morning broadcast on MSNBC, Morning Joe, whether the hosts are in the tank for Donald Trump. The controversy brewed this week because the hosts of that program, Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski, daughter of the former U.S. National Security Advisor under Jimmy Carter, were the interviewers on the long-form interview of Donald Trump. And the accusation was made by some, including CNN media reporters, that they asked softball questions, an accusation which they spent a couple segments of their Friday broadcast vociferously denying.
I don't.
Okay, first of all, this guy is so snoozy. Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
who listens to this?
Yeah.
I mean, at least he needs to go to sleep.
He got a little snotty there. I think he's. All right, but listen.
I watched the whole town hall.
Did you?
And while, yes, I've been voting for Trump this whole time, I would tell you, just from a fairness perspective, whether or not I thought they were easy on him. They didn't ask him any gotcha questions like Megyn Kelly, where they'd run video on Trump saying, you said this back in 1997. But they asked him pretty fair questions about all of his policies. I mean, I didn't think it was unfair.
No. All right. This is the story behind the story, though. He went on to play a segment of audio. It was leaked to him from somebody in MSNBC. The audio is about 6 minutes long. Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski talking to Donald Trump during commercial breaks.
Right. And he says, don't be too hard on me, Mika.
Here, go ahead. Listen to this.
You know what I thought was kind of a wow moment was the guy you brought up on stage.
Yeah, that was good. We played it several times this morning.
We played it up against Obama.
Both guys. Oh, yes, we played Obama first.
The young guy with the champ.
And then we played the guys. I saw it on what you showed this morning. Mm. You have me almost as a legendary figure. I like.
Well, I tell you, this morning, what we basically said today was we were completely wrong about the
totally. Play.
All right. So here's another short piece of that audio.
You don't want me to do the ones with deportation?
We really have to get us some questions.
That's right. Nothing too hard, Mika.
Okay.
Nothing too hard, Mika. Now, she says she was talking off camera
to a
producer.
You know what? If they are, what's the difference whether they're for him or not for him any more than you and I are for him or not for him? Because they get a television program that's an opinion-based TV show. So what if they like him? What's the big deal? I don't get it. What am I missing here? Anything? Something?
I don't know. You want someone who's going to be fair, but is it even possible in media anymore to have that? If you watch the Fox Network, if you are not a fan of Marco Rubio, you're being left behind because
right.
That's what they're pushing at you at Fox.
Right.
So,
that's the agenda. And
I mean,
MSNBC, by the way, is supposedly the lib lovers
right,
network.
Right, there's something about Joe Scarborough and Donald Trump. They have a little bromance happening.
Well, they are both his father, Joe Scarborough's father, Chuck, was the lead anchor at WNBC in New York for almost 40 years, and he and the Donald became pals then, and that's when Joe came into the picture. 21 after the hour, and today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, here we are at 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. February, Jennifer, the 24th, Wednesday. That's how somebody said to me when I was teaching school, well, if it's pronounced February, then why isn't it pronounced Wednesday?
It's a great question.
It is a good question, to which I had no good answer, but I think I made one up kind of snappy. The D is silent. I don't know why would the R not be silent? You can say February.
February.
Well,
Wednesday. Yeah. Wednesday. I don't know. I like Wednesday better.
I do, too. All right. Let's see what we have from Tuesday's late night shows in the monologue department, starting with Conan O'Brien. And guess who his focus is, Jennifer?
Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Huh.
Today is the Republican caucus in Nevada. Donald Trump is projected to win. That's what they say. Yeah. When asked why they're voting for him, Americans said, we're used to doing things in Nevada that we'll regret tomorrow. What did you do?
I voted for who? And there's a tiger in my room.
Not another face tattoo.
Trump, no, he is actually doing very, very well in Nevada. That's right. Trump appeals to Nevada's key demographic, people who have declared bankruptcy.
There you go. You're going to be laughing.
All the way to the bank.
Well, this would be good fodder for them if he does become president. Here's Stephen Colbert on guess who, Jennifer?
Donald Trump?
They're holding the big Republican caucus in Nevada, and right now, the smart money is on money. Because Donald Trump leads in the latest Nevada polls by 16%. He's drawing huge crowds there. He's like a one-man Cirque du Soleil, in that I cannot figure out why either one is popular.
That's kind of arrogant and not very funny. Hold your breath here.
I giggled a little.
That's even right. All right, Seth Meyers talks about who, Jennifer?
Donald Trump?
At a rally in Las Vegas last night, Donald Trump told supporters he'd like to punch protesters in the face. Though he looks more like the kind of guy who would stroke a white cat while somebody else punched you in the face.
Okay. All right, let's get to Ellen DeGeneres on her program yesterday, joking about buying a new car.
The problem with getting a new car is I don't know how to use like 99% of it because cars keep changing all the time. There's a huge instruction manual, but I'm just going to wait till the movie comes out because I don't want to read it. The car has so many features I don't understand. There's sports mode and comfort mode, and apparently it has brakes. I have not tried them yet. This morning on my way to work, I accidentally turned on the windshield wipers, and I could not turn them off, which is fine because it's going to rain again sometime in the future. I think in the next few years, we're going to get some rain here. So then I was trying to figure out how to turn off the wipers. I flipped the turn signal on somehow and couldn't get that off. So as I'm driving like 30 miles an hour, my windshield wipers are on, my blinkers are on. I thought, pretty soon I'm going to start complaining about the music these kids are listening to these days. Like,
huh.
It's funny. It's true. That's how it feels when you're a woman buying a new car.
You
want
to speculate as to what kind of car it is? Excuse me.
Oh, she has a nice one. That's why there's a lot to go wrong. See, the richer you get, the more there is to go wrong.
Oh, is that it?
Car.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know, most basic models, you can crank open the windows and turn on the air conditioning. That's about it.
Ooh, Wendy Williams.
No.
Answering an expectant audience member's question about people wanting to name her baby.
Me and my husband were newlyweds, and we're expecting our first baby girl. Yes. Our only problem is that everybody in our family wants to name the baby. They even rub my belly and call the baby whatever they want to call the baby. So how do we tell these people to back off without offending anyone so that me and my husband can have the luxury of naming our first baby girl?
Well, feelings will get broken, and that's where I think a lot of people, you know, you try your best not to hurt people's feelings in life, but there's certain situations where somebody's feelings are going to get hurt, and they're not going to be mine. So you tell them, lead with the pinky. Back off. We're going to name the baby.
In the news, does testosterone supplements work for low T syndrome? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. First off, what is low T syndrome? It's when a man's testosterone level falls off as he ages. The question is, what happens if you give a man with low T syndrome testosterone supplements? Does the quality of his life improve, as in stronger muscles, more energy, and a better sex life? A new study out gives the first credible info on whether testosterone supplements work. It appears they have a moderate good effect on a man's sex life, but no real effect on vitality. Here's the thing. We don't know the long-term effects of giving a man testosterone. The fear is it'll cause more heart attacks and or prostate cancer. DCOC advice, if you're having erection issues, Viagra or Cialis is a better choice than testosterone. If you do decide to go on testosterone, watch this space. This story is far from over. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Starting Thursday, Guitar Center is making it easier than ever for you to make music. For a limited time, save 15% on qualifying purchases or get 24 months promotional financing on purchases of $499 or more when you use your gear card. Save 15% on brand name gear from Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, Pioneer, Yamaha, Casio, DW, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. Or get 24 months promotional financing tomorrow through Sunday. Get the Guitar Center gear card. There's never been a better time for you to make music. Promotional financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or guitarcenter.com for details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at Grasshopper.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36
36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Good day program. The presence of Jennifer Horn, well noted. Kara Schillen, well noted. I noticed that Los Angeles and California are looking pretty warm today, Jen. As I look at the temperatures across the country, wow, look at the in the 80s, Southern California, across into Arizona, and then Texas. And other, let's see, the southern tier of states, temperature is running from the high 60s to kind of low 80s. But where you are today, it looks like it's going to be in the mid-80s.
Yeah, 85, 84, yeah. 85 degrees. It's been so warm.
Yeah.
And, you know, no El Nino.
No.
We've been told. And actually, the mayor is taking some heat in Los Angeles because if for months prior to, like, December, he was talking about how we need to get ready for El Nino, we need to do storm prevention and all this stuff, and we've had, yeah, like, 3 or 4 days of rain at the most.
Those of you who are in Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, snowstorm there will be very disruptive to the getting in and out of work today, probably, and tomorrow, too. It looks like very cold up in Canada. Woo! Look at that, man. North of the Great Lakes, that'll the old Montreal Express. Looks like it's going to blow in over. I'm so happy that I'm on the farm. Oh, no, maybe not this weekend, but I'm going to Florida next Monday, so warm up quickly, Jennifer. You'll stay warm. The snow on the coast today will affect a lot of people. Looks like Pennsylvania. Kara, what's the weather like in Washington this morning? Looks like might have a little snow there. Not a lot, but a little bit. Is that what the forecast is?
I didn't see any snow today, and I actually haven't checked the weather for today. It's supposed to be, I think it's supposed to be in the, like, 61.
Really warming up.
That's nice.
Is it today or tomorrow? I thought that was tomorrow. But maybe not.
I think it's supposed to be today.
Really? All right. So
it's not a restaurant.
Yeah. Well, so the rain, the rain patterns are from north of where you are, all along the coast up into Nova Scotia, et cetera, et cetera. If you get into northern areas, like northern New York is going to be really cold, and up in northern New England, 6 to 12 inches of snow. Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, the tornadoes seem to be the big thing.
Yeah.
15 people died yesterday.
Yeah.
No, not 15, but word of many deaths after 15 tornadoes. I didn't realize there were that many.
Yeah, today, also, some sloppy and lousy high winds and things like that. Sometimes tornadoes are expected and you can sort of target where they're going to be. Other times it's very difficult to do that. It seemed that was the case yesterday. So that's that story. Meanwhile, speaking of a storm, you're familiar with the firm Lumber Liquidators, Jen?
I am.
You ever buy any lumber there?
I have not, but I know that they advertise an awful lot.
They've been on this program quite a bit, I think, in this last year. I'm not sure that they're around right now. And even if they were, I think we had this conversation yesterday about advertising and whether there deserves to be commentary or not about an advertiser. There is a new report from the CDC about products sold by Lumber Liquidators. Now, I don't know if this is a hatchet job or not. I'm always suspicious when the government gets involved in these sorts of things as to what motivates an investigation into something. I mean, their business model is straightforward. They get lumber. They know it's not domestic lumber. It's all imported lumber. It's cheaper than what is usually the story with American lumber, and that's what their whole story. They don't tell you they are bringing in lumber from Brazil or from China or wherever they're bringing in from. But anyway, here's the reporter breaking down the questions being asked about Lumber Liquidators lumber.
The CDC now says you are three times more likely to get cancer from a certain type of Lumber Liquidators flooring than originally thought. Health officials are now predicting those made in China laminate floors could cause 6 to 30 cases of cancer per 100,000 people. The chemical they are concerned about is formaldehyde. In addition to causing cancer, the CDC says it can cause asthma and irritate eyes, noses, and throats. So health officials want people to either replace it or make sure there's good ventilation, meaning they want folks to leave their windows open every few days and allow that fresh air into their home. Lumber Liquidators officials told ABC News they believe the CDC has overstated potential health risks. The company also says it has stopped sales of the questionable flooring. As for its business, well, customers have already filed a class action lawsuit against the company, and the company's stocks plummeted yesterday.
Does that sound like a hatchet job or not? The fact that getting the lumber from China is what is there about us that keeps going back? You remember those dummies that people used to? I remember as a kid, I had one of those dummies that had sand in the bottom. It was blow up doll, and you used to punch it. It was like a punch.
And then it popped right back up.
Popped right back up again. And that seems to be what our attitude is toward China, maybe until Donald Trump gets to be president, and then it won't be
right,
so easy.
Right, because we're losing. We're losing to China, Japan, and to Mexico.
Yeah.
See? It's all talking points. You know what I think is an interesting movement, Dougie, and this sort of made me think of it, this story? I have a friend who is very much a naturalist. She really believes that everything has an energy, and believe that or not, that's what she chooses.
I believe it. Yep.
And I believe it has energy.
Rocks have energy. Everything has energy.
I believe it to a certain extent too. She will not put anything in her home, even with flooring, that isn't 100% natural from this country and local, because she thinks it gives off bad energy. And maybe this is one of those things where she's not wrong. I mean, if it's it's real wood, but it's coming in from somewhere else. Maybe it's not the greatest thing.
China and the Chinese people are not bad energy, but the government and the policies of the country, the business policies are bad energy. I have bamboo. I got bamboo. My daughter.
Her thing is always local for some reason. I don't even think you can get local bamboo. But were you able to find it?
We found some when I did the flooring on the house in Santa Monica, and I'm trying to remember where it came from. I'm pretty sure it was South America. And I want to say
not
Brazil.
Quite local, a little more local than China, I guess.
Well, but you're right. I don't think there's bamboo.
No, stuff you can't get it
in this country. But it's very environmentally friendly, yada yada yada. But and it's also very hard. Man, is that stuff wear well? I put it through the test at that house. A lot of things that are on the floor, I have rugs here and there, but it's stuff rolling around on the floor, and it's been very strong, very, very strong. Anyway, here is a reporter discussing the stock problems at Lumber Liquidators.
Lumber Liquidators said Monday it significantly strengthened its quality controls for its flooring products, but investors ignored it, the company losing about a quarter of its market value. A recent investigation from the Federal Centers for Disease Control showed that people exposed to some types of laminate flooring sold by Lumber Liquidators were three times more likely to get cancer than it had previously estimated. The probe started after CBS's 60 Minutes program reported last March that the company's laminates from China contained excessive levels of formaldehyde. On Sunday, 60 Minutes highlighted the revised report and said that in its initial write-up, the CDC had forgotten to convert feet to meters in some calculations. Lumber Liquidators has suspended sales of all laminate flooring supplied from China.
Well, you know, the good thing is for those of you who are going to die being exposed to this, you'll already have enough formaldehyde in your body, so you're not going to have any more
Save
put
money.
In at
yeah.
the funeral parlor. Yeah, we all set there.
It's always a good thing to look at the bright
side. Right, you got
to
look at the bright side of everything, Jennifer. Here's Jared Holbrook talking about all the fines Lumber Liquidator is facing.
Lumber Liquidators has to pay more than $13 million in fines after illegally importing hardwood flooring. Now, the federal government has also put them on probation for 5 years.
Officials with the Department of Justice say it's the biggest fine for illegal timber trafficking. Lumber Liquidators pleaded guilty last October to environmental crimes. Investigators are giving some credit to the Environmental Investigation Agency, or EIA, a nonprofit group in Washington, D.C. EIA spent more than 5 years undercover exposing illegal logging, tracing moves from manufacturers, including Lumber Liquidators. Their investigators say they also trace Lumber Liquidators' wood being harvested illegally in Russia's Far East in the habitat of the last remaining Siberian tigers. They tell us this video is illegal wood being cut in Russia. From there, the wood is corded and shipped to China, where factory workers make the actual flooring product. Investigators at EIA have been sharing their information and findings with federal law enforcement. Lumber Liquidators will have to pay $13.2 million in fines. We're told at least some will be handed out to different environmental groups. Lumber Liquidators sent us the following statement. Quote, Lumber Liquidators is pleased to put this legacy issue behind us.
In part of the five-year probation, Lumber Liquidators will have to come up with an environmental compliance plan within 3 months.
Okay. So I'm betting that there's something behind this because there's always something behind it. Not that I think Lumber Liquidators is the greatest company in the world. Maybe they did need to be brought up by the bootstraps, if you will. But usually when there's some kind of axe grinding going on at CBS or Time Magazine, it's because somebody's got a bee up their butt from some source that has a connection to money. Follow the money. I don't know that. I just, in my cynical way, suspect
think that there's something behind the scenes.
Something going on here from some other large supplier. Lumber Liquidators has raised hell with all the big box stores when it comes to selling wood. Around the country, they've grown very fast, and if they're still around in 5 years after all of this, which I think is the object, I'll be surprised. But I think successfully, the chipping away at something like this happens because there's some money motivation behind it. I don't say that there isn't a good reason to be suspicious, but it doesn't start just because some public service group goes out and makes some noise. It starts because somebody who's got some money has something to gain from either trying to short Lumber Liquidator stock. I mean, there's something like that going on behind the scenes. At any rate, maybe your word to the wise is sufficient. I don't know where you get. I get my lumber from Carby's, which is a local lumber place in Framingham. So there you
Carby's.
Go. Carby's. Old line lumber place. It's the last local lumber place in town. Well, you know, a lot of people go to Home Depot and to what's the other one? Lowe's. That's where a lot of people go. But there still is. I found, frankly, that the there's a local hardware store called Robinson's Lumber that I go to. Their prices now are the same as Home Depot, and I'd rather support him because the guy's locally owned. He knows who I am when I walk in there. He likes the farm, you know, that kind of stuff. I still, but most towns, we talked about this yesterday with Walmart, how these big box stores, whether it's a Walmart, a Home Depot, whatever, they've run all the little guys out of business pretty much. And then as soon as they do that, their prices go up so that they're the same as what the little guys were charging before they ran them out of business. Interesting, isn't it, how business works? In a moment, the story of Jose, is it Reese or Rise? R-E-Y-E-S?
I think so.
Rays.
Is it Rays?
Yeah, there you go.
Plays for the Colorado Rockies. Apparently, he's not a favorite there. We'll find out why in a moment. 46 past the hour on Good Day.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melty cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant sandwich deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Maryland school students last year took a standardized assessment called PARC. The exam marked the first time the tests were aligned with what's being taught in classrooms. Some of the best teachers in the country participated in a research study that compared PARC with the former state tests. 2012 Teacher of the Year, Josh Parker.
Every teacher who took part in the research study came to the same conclusion. PARC is a test worth taking. The results more accurately measure students' learning progress and tell us if kids are truly learning or if they're just repeating memorized facts. Because PARC is aligned to our academic standards, the best preparation for it is good classroom instruction. As a teacher, I no longer have to give my students test-taking strategies. Instead, I can focus on making sure students develop strong critical and analytical thinking skills. PARC also pulled back the curtain on a long unspoken truth. Our students were not as prepared for the more rigorous coursework in college or even to start working right after high school.
We know now that PARC is a test that parents and teachers should want kids to take. Its valuable feedback will make sure that all of our students are prepared for success in school and life.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. So, I don't know too much about Jose Reyes. Is that way we decided to pronounce it Reyes. Okay. He's going to miss the season opener because he's being investigated for domestic abuse, and Major League Baseball has a strong new domestic violence policy suspended till the end of the trial. Arrested last fall after assaulting his wife. Trial starts April 4th, so I didn't realize that Major League Baseball had this domestic violence policy. Did you? Is this something that comes out of some of the problems with other sports, do you think?
You don't hear about it as much in baseball, I don't
no.
think.
No. You know, why is that? Is it less? Are you less aggressive if you're playing baseball? I mean, and I'm not saying that to
better
be facetious.
Attorneys? Better no, I don't attorneys? Know. It might be. It's a less violent sport, that's for sure.
Most of the trouble seems to come with football players.
Football, right.
Do you have those? You're a big hockey fan. Do you have those sort of problems with hockey players?
You know what? You typically don't, although the LA Kings, which is my favorite team, just about a year ago, had Slava Voynov got put in jail, actually, for...
Slavia who?
Slava Voynov. Yeah, Slava.
That's something you put on... Is that bacon shake it with Slavonoyak?
He got in trouble. His wife accidentally hit the TV, if you catch my drift. And so he got put into jail for a little while.
I shouldn't laugh
about that. I know, you can't laugh, but it's true, accidental. And then she comes out, because, you know, they don't, the problem with hockey players is they don't really speak. A lot of times they're from Russia or the Czech Republic or some European place. And so they, it, like, the woman said, no, no, I was just kidding. He didn't really hit me. I hit my head.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a little too late, because I think police figured.
Already had figured it out.
Right.
Yeah. What makes these, is this just a microcosm of society? Like, do football fans do the same thing to their wives that football players do? Is that what, could we put two and two together?
I don't know. I mean, you can't play that game, I don't think.
Really? I know I can't. I don't want to play that game. I don't want to play either of them. I don't want to play either hockey or football. 51 after, this is Good Day.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bills. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time on Good Day. Happy to present one of the country's foremost technological geniuses, Greg Stebbin, who also happens to double as the technology editor for Men's Health magazine, among many other things. He's an advisor to Mr. Musk on the Teslas. He was responsible for building the rear end of the Teslas.
So
that is, there are a lot of good things that you've done. As I skim over your CV, let's see what else. He was responsible for making sure that the rubber bands in the space program were extraordinarily strong.
Oh, don't go there. That is dangerous territory.
You don't want to take care of it. All right. Let's get to the latest Apple and Facebook stories in just a moment here on Good Day.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
All right, now Greg Stebbin at 56 past the hour. Mark Zuckerberg says he's pretty sympathetic with Apple's Tim Cook. Said setting up backdoors to encryption, not the right thing to do. It looks like Apple cracked at least 17 devices for the FBI since October. I don't know, and I don't know that a lot of people know what in the heck is going on here, Greg. The phone companies haven't said much about Apple, but Zuckerberg is happy to get on board, although I noticed Bill Gates said he was sympathetic with the FBI. It seems like there are a lot of things that are out of touch at Microsoft these days, including its founder.
Well, and interestingly enough, there's also been reports that Bill Gates has kind of walked back on that. So, you know, in my mind, the analogy here is, you know, if you go to a picnic and there's a tug of war, who's right?
The biggest, strongest guys.
That's right. The guy that didn't fall in the mud.
Well, but my point is you don't have a conversation about who's right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the conversation we're having here. I think both sides are right, and that's why it's difficult. Tim Cook and Apple are right to do the things they're doing, and the FBI, I think, is right to do the things they're doing. And I just wish this whole controversy in this debate was over, you know, a Kim Kardashian selfie or something where the actual outcome was of no consequence.
Mm-hmm.
This is a passionate debate because of the outcome, and sometimes you have to step back from the outcome and say, what are we really talking about here? So I think the good news is, if you ever wanted a phone that was the securest possible phone you could find,
mm-hmm.
if you were ever worried about your own personal privacy, boy, I think we know which phone that is now.
That's right. This is good for business. let's follow some of the tweets that we have. Twitter, at Good Day, Bill writes, individual rights should always be secondary to the safety of society as a whole. How many of you would defend Apple if you or a family member had been one of the victims? Brian writes, if a search warrant is issued, as in this case, the authorities have the right to the information thereafter, Apple's wrong. It could cost American lives. Doug writes, the FBI has the phone. They can do whatever they want with it. What they want is for Apple to supply them with a software code to break the encryption. Sorry, FBI has the physical evidence. The phone, if the FBI and NSA can't decrypt it, then tough luck. Mary writes, does the Constitution say the government has the right to make a private company write software so it can break into the phone? Not on your life. I read this, Greg, as something that would be very easy if the egotists at the FBI, unless I'm missing something, gave the phone to Apple. Apple opens it up, finds out what's in there, gives it to the FBI. That's it. They want to be able to do it to everybody, and it's pretty. I mean, you can see through this.
Let me actually throw out a counter view of this. Mm-hmm. Apple doesn't want to do it because they don't want the code created by anybody. They don't want it to exist.
Ah, okay.
And that's an important part of the story.
Yeah. Well, and it corrupts or encrypts or it leaves up the possibility that somebody get a hold of it and then ruin what they've done. I get that. Yeah, I think that's what you're saying. Greg Stebbin, technology.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.